Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. And welcome new members. One new member is Ed Gavitt. Shout out to Ed Gavitt, my ex-student, now big shot up at Manhattan School of Music, who turned me on to this weird little guitar. I'm going to use this tonight for a gig at the Jazz Gallery with the great vibraphonist Patricia Brennan, and I need a guitar that'll play very high. This has a two-octave neck, so I'm going to warm this one up a little bit today to use it tonight. Other new members, welcome to, within the last 5 days, Jamie Fordyce, Edelman Cara, Ken Okuno, Seth Schwan, JK, Rohit Uman, what's up, Rohit? Robbie Ferreira, Juan Pablo Hernandez, SK, Steve, and Greg. I encourage all of you to get involved in the comments, ask questions, and I will do my best to answer things and even make videos addressing those particular things, and that will make this forum more relevant to everyone who's on it. So today I will continue with another guided practice. I need to warm up. It's already almost 3 p.m. I have to leave for the gig in about an hour, so I'm going to try and get this done. Let's do. Let's start with moving through the keys. So I'm going to start where I started on the last video. The G off of starting off the root. So if I'll just make a quick like little. Just to get the tonality.
Resolve to the root.
roots. To emphasize that you know where the root is. Flat. Again, starting on G. Our probably most familiar pentatonic scale, the minor pentatonic. 1-4-1-3-1-3-1-3-1-4-1-4. Flat C D F G A G B flat C D F G B flat. Just keep messing around with this. Should be pretty easy. You don't have to do what I'm doing. Just do anything you want. Third position. Okay. Next key, E flat. Still starting on G. Right? So the D in the B major changes to an E flat in the E flat. Now instead of 1-4-1-3, we have 1-4-1-4. 1-4-1-4-1-3-1-3-2-4-1-4. Circle of fifths, A flat. Not starting on G. There's no G in the A flat pentatonic scale. There is an A flat major scale, but not an A flat pentatonic. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to take the third of the previous scale, which was a G, and we're going to change it to an A flat. So now it's like exactly where we started, but a half step up, right? We're back to the pentatonic mode that starts on the root. So you saw we played a pentatonic scale that starts on the root when we played G major, and then we went off the fifth, then we went off the second, right? When we did F, and then when we did B flat, we went off the sixth, and then when we played E flat, we went off the third. Now it's all five modes of the pentatonic. There's no more. So we have to start over again. So now the whole pattern begins up a half step. Right? I'm going to move a little faster now. And then we go to D flat. I'll do it without the drones. Ooh, I'll sing a drone to G flat. Starts over again because there's no G sharp in the key of A in the pentatonic scale of A. Ooh. playing off the root, playing off the fifth to get to D. D. Messing around in D off the fifth. Then go to G. Now I'm playing off the second degree of G. So now you notice we've gone through all 12 keys. We've gone through all 12 keys, but now when we're in G, we're starting on off the kind of the Dorian, off the second degree, right? So we played all 12 keys in this kind of area here, just gradually moving up. Well, we went through two cycles of the five modes plus two more to make 12, right? So you can see how if you keep going up, well, what's going to happen? You're going to end up doing 12. If you start at G, by the time you get back to G here, you'll have made it through 12 keys. And by the time you get to G up here, you'll have gone through the 12 keys again. And by the time you make it up here, that's 12 keys again. And by the time you get here, that's 12 keys again. And by the time you get back up to where you started, that's 12 keys again. So you will have played 12 keys 5 times for 60 different modes. And that's sort of a map of the whole, all 12 keys all over the guitar. Very good exercise. Let's go ahead and do it. Do we have time? Let's see. Let's try it. So we'll see. I might run out of time here, but I will put on a metronome to make a loop. Okay? So let's make a loop that's like, that's too fast. Let's see. I don't know, what's a good tempo? 96? Dang. I'm gonna do it slow. I can do it at 60. Oh, just had a new member, Trevor. Welcome. 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna do 4 bars on each key at this tempo. I'm using a metronome so that my loop stays very steady, so that when I practice with it, it'll be like playing with metronome. So I'm going to go through 12 keys like this. It's going to be a little boring, but you can use this as a warm-up while I'm making this loop. I'm starting in G, and I'm just going through the circle of fifths, 4 bars each. Thank you. A flat major you're off the second. G flat major. I'm sorry, D flat major. Natural minor. Now to G flat. B. I'm going to resolve to the root. Or emphasize the root. Now to E. A major. D major. Off the sixth. G major. Gone through all 12 keys twice now. Because now we're playing G major off the third. G, C major. Off the root. We're in seventh position now. F major off the fifth. B flat major. You can just play the scale up and down if you want. And now we go to A flat. Off the third. To D flat off the root. I'll play with triplets for a little while just for fun. To B major. Off the six. Now we're in ninth position. 1 4, 1 3, 1 3, 1 3. A major. Off the third. Now we're going back to playing off the root for D. Thank you. Now G major. Now we've played through four, let's see, we're playing off the fifth now, so we played through 12 keys three times.
Thank you.
off the six. D off the third. That's it. 12 keys, 5 modes, 60 scales. Nice warm up. Okay, so congratulations if you made it all the way through with me. Oh, again, 37 minutes. It seems to be the magic number. So if you happen to be in New York, come see me play tonight at the Jazz Gallery. I'll also be at the Jazz Gallery next Thursday with Very Very Circus, a Henry Threadgill project, sort of a tribute band to that thing, so that should be fun as well. And I'll also be playing this guitar on that band. So that's it for today. Time to get dressed and go to the gig. Have a great weekend. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.